And then, what would you drink with it? If you weren't going to have a beer, you'd drink a...
Coke.
What else? What else might you have
iced
if you didn't want a Coke?
Coke, iced tea, milk.
Would you say, now when you say iced tea, if you went into a store or if you went into a restaurant and ordered and you wanted iced tea, would you order iced tea or
yeah.
do you think it would be enough just to say tea?
No. Well, I don't drink iced tea, so
uh-huh.
I usually, if I go in, I order hot tea, and I order it by hot tea, otherwise you're going to get tea, but I guess down here if you said tea, they'd automatically think iced tea.
Iced tea. Okay, and if you didn't want a soft drink, you'd drink a what?
Beer.
A beer, okay. Any other terms for that?
For soft drink?
No, for beer?
No, like what?
Suds?
No,
no. Okay. Okay, sometimes you'll have, if you
watch... Like when you say, is there any other terms, I'm talking about when I'm just talking about it, not when I'm trying to
right.
be cute about it, right?
Okay.
Is that what we're talking about?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I mean, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In general. Okay, if you wash dishes, you might take off your...
Ring.
Okay. Any, suppose you had a, what about the kind of ring you wear on this finger?
Pinky ring.
Call that a pinky ring. What about the kind of ring that might have a really big stone in it?
Diamond. I don't know.
Okay. You ever call it a sparkler?
Yeah, but that would mean diamond ring. It wouldn't mean
okay.
any other kind of stone.
Okay. And would it mean a particular size of diamond ring?
Carat at least.
Okay. But that would be a common term, though, sparkler, huh?
No, it wouldn't.
No? Okay. Let me see. What about if you're wearing in the summertime, what are some of the different kinds of pants and shorts and things you might wear?
You wear Bermudas. Oh, that's dirty.
What's Bermudas?
They come above the knees.
Okay.
You wear short shorts, you wear pants, you wear blue jeans for tops, you wear t-shirts or halters. That's
okay. What about hot pants?
Gee. Yeah, short shorts, I guess.
Okay, Bermudas. What about Jamaicas?
People don't wear Jamaicas anymore.
What is a Jamaica anyway?
It's lower than a Bermuda.
Okay, below the knee?
No.
Anthony. Okay.
Do you remember Toreador pants?
Yeah. What were they? Okay, what was that? That was
they came down and fit tight, and they came like 4 inches above the ankles.
Yeah, okay. okay, what about, wasn't there another kind that came about halfway down below your ankle? Between your knee and your ankle? What are they called?
Calf length type pants?
Yeah. That's Toreadors. That's one of, but it seems to me there was another kind that people used to wear, but they don't
clam
wear them anymore.
Clam diggers?
Clam digger? What's a clam digger?
That would be something that would hit your bit right here.
Okay.
Obvious from the term, because when you go
yeah.
clam, okay.
But looser than Toreadors.
Yeah, oh yes.
They'd be very loose, okay. What about clothing that's been previously owned by somebody else?
Hand-me-downs.
Hand-me-downs. What if it's not something that you've gotten from... Now, hand-me-down, that would be stuff that you've gotten from your family, pretty
yeah.
much. What if you bought it in a second-hand store? You wouldn't buy it in second-hand store.
It would be second-hand clothes.
Second-hand clothes.
And if you didn't buy it, and you didn't know the person that gave it to you, it'd be from the missionary barrel.
Okay. What about very names or terms for very fashionable or good?